wouldn't even really come here, right?
Yeah, you wouldn't come here.
For the special use permit.
That's why we need to be a little more settled on what we're going to do.
There, as I see it, and correct me if I'm wrong, we've got two options. We can make a motion to approve it tonight. We can do that, or we can make a motion to table it until you can come up with a little better plan to give us some more information. Because I got a pretty good idea how the vote's going to go. And if you don't want to have it go like that, it might be a good idea to table it. And I'm not trying to be smart.
No,
I'm
just kidding. Yeah.
Concern I'd like to bring up, and that is the road not being, we don't know whether it's a public road, private road, it's not a maintained road, and you don't want to do nightly rental, bring people in on a road that's not maintained, or it has to be maintained by other people putting out the road.
And
that's a concern.
We won't know that till tomorrow.
And I understand that it is the HOA or whatever you want to call it has been disabandoned. We've over the past couple of years have maintained that road and plowed it. I mean, we haven't gone out there and done patches in a while, but when we do damage there with bringing in equipment, we have built out there before and done damage, and we have repaired the road.
So based on the discussion, what do you want us to put a vote, what you presented? Okay. Any further questions or discussion before making a motion, or is there someone open to make a motion on what's been presented?
I make a motion to deny a lack of information from the applicant on what's going on. If that's...
Well, he's saying five bedrooms, 4,700 square feet, nine of them. Correct?
I make a motion to deny based on density.
Okay. Got a motion to deny based on density. Do we have a second?
Yes.
Got a motion and a second. Any further discussion? All those in favor of denying the application based on density, raise your hand and say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Aye.
So that was that 5-1?
Bug one is what Howard. Yeah, thank you.
And you know the process you can go through on that one.
So yeah.
You can get with Scott. So we're going to go to the last public hearing item, which is make sure I got
19 single family.
19 single family.
You were almost going to go to the last. Per your Taney County Commission bylaws, item 3, your meeting will adjourn at 9:30 unless a vote is taken to extend the meeting and then to set a time to adjourn. So I would suggest setting a time to go no later than X. But as of at 9:30, you would have to adjourn unless you make a motion to extend the meeting. And it's 9, if our clock's down back there, 9:24.
I would make a motion to extend the meeting because there's a lot of people here that have made a trip to be heard on this thing. I think they shouldn't have to make the decision.
I'll second it.
What time is what he wants to know? 10?
No later than 11:30. Or I mean, you don't have to end it then, but you'd have to do a
don't
time.
Make me come down then.
11:45.
Do we have to have a time?
That says.
I think it does say a time.
To no later
we
than.
Extend it
you could extend it if
that's
you wanted.
Let's make it 10 o'clock and we'll extend it again for him.
Okay, we've got a motion, and do we have a second?
I'll stay with that. Yeah, I'll take it.
Okay, all those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed?
Aye. Okay. Say darn it. We'll at least get through the public hearings.
Yeah. Well, there are other people been waiting too, though.
SMBZ LLC is seeking Planning Commission approval of a Division 3 permit allowing nightly rental use for single-family homes on 19 lots located in Woodbridge Estates Phase 2 subdivision on Woodbridge Estates Drive and Jamie Court, Branson. On December 20th, 2004, the Planning Commission approved a Division 3 request by William Long to develop 45 lots for single-family homes named Woodbridge Estates Subdivision. The southern section of Phase 2 has been built out with single-family homes, while the north 19 lots are currently vacant lots. The property was served by Public Water District Number 2 for water and Taney County Regional Sewer District for wastewater. The Eastern Taney County Division 3 relative policy score was 4. And I think you're familiar with the location. And it's the standard nightly rental for Division 3 decision of record. So. Even the map's getting weary.
You want to go ahead and give an overview on this project? Has it changed or evolved? Or
the main reason for bringing it back is we've now got a traffic report that you guys have seen, and there has been people or someone has said that the traffic will increase 43% if something like this was to be approved. From the traffic study that we have gotten from a engineer, it states that if each building, 19 buildings was rented out full capacity every single night on all the 19 buildings, it would be increased by 10 cars that go in and out of there daily.
I need everybody to respect the process and allow him to speak. You'll have your turn.
Scott, do you have that?
I'll give you a go.
Okay, I didn't know. Okay,
yes, it was on in their packet.
Okay. And, most nightly rentals are rented out Friday, Saturday, Sunday. There are occasions where they are rented out Monday through Sunday, and sometimes they're rented out more than that. We don't expect that the traffic will increase. If anything, we would think that it would be decreased. There's not going to be any school buses. There's going to be probably one trash service to do like a dumpster or something like that. If there was everyone agreed on to put a dumpster down there and it were to be picked up, there wouldn't be mail. Most people that are staying at a nightly rental don't get mail to their house. There is occasion where there is, but they can go to a post office and pick it up. I would think that the traffic would be less than if it was just single family homes of just 19 buildings.
And the comments you're making are if it's fully residential or nightly rental, not the way it is now to adding the units, but just the comparison of the two, correct?
Comparison, yes.
Okay, well, I think that's a good overview for us. So let's, if you want to go ahead and have a seat, we'll just, why don't we, let's start on this side. Everyone raise their hand that is here to speak in opposition that's signed up on this side over here. Just this side. And why don't we start at the back and we'll work our way forward. So who in the back row? Sir, they raise your hand, that row. You, I'm looking at you. You don't need to look back, but are you, okay. So we've got one in the far back row. Sir, if you want to start. Yep. Yep. Trying to figure a way to.
I'm the mouthpiece.
My name is John Giovanetti, and I'm on 310 South Fork. And my wife and I are foster parents. And we have to be really careful about who the kids are with. And we had picked a place because there was nothing behind it, and we got to know the neighbors. So when you had the kids, it's just different. There are a lot of laws that you have to go by, and it's not that you can't have, you know, nightly rentals, but we have to be very careful about where these kids are and who they're around. And when you start bringing a whole bunch of different people and I'm not saying they're bad, but I don't know them. And so now this, it just, for me, it puts me in a position where I have to do a lot more to kind of make sure that these kids are where they're supposed to be. That's hard enough if you've ever dealt with teenagers. But my point is, I don't feel that it's safe for them. So that's really all I had to say.
Okay, appreciate it. Thank you.
My name is Carlton Shaw. Thank you for giving me an opportunity to speak. My wife and I live at 156 Dina Road, which is the ways up from that, just around the corner, but it will still impact us greatly. But one of my concerns is that the streets there are very narrow, South Fork and North Fork, and all of them. Lakeshore Drive is no superhighway either. And I'm sure that there's other people that have got more information about this, but my concern is going down the hill into that subdivision. There's going to be a lot of heavy equipment being pulled in there because they're going to either have to do some blasting, in my opinion, or haul in a lot of fill in there. And fire trucks, ambulances, and garbage trucks. Tonight we're just talking about nightly rentals, and the gentleman said that they're going to put a dumpster in there. Well, going to have to get a truck down there and get that too, but is there going to be enough room there for them to turn around and come out, or are they going to have to back up and you're going to have a lot of cars parking on the street? But anyway, these are some of my concerns, but I'll yield my time to give somebody else that has more fact. So thank you.
Okay, thank you. Was there anybody else on that same row that? No? Okay, next row down. Good evening.
Yes, my name is Gilbert Miranda, and I just come to... well, last time we were here, we talked a lot about safety. Okay, he says that the traffic is not going to increase that much, but whatever increases, you know, we haven't taken consideration also the North Fork connects to South Fork. It's just a loop. And so to get out of South Fork South Fork to get into Lakeshore Drive is very difficult. That is now. And whenever they open that place or those rentals, as he was saying, it's in the summertime, which is when Conocop also gets a lot of traffic. So, you know, we were talking about safety, so that really is going to put a lot of stress on also in Lakeshore Drive, not just South Fork, but as I said, South Fork to get into Lakeshore Drive is dangerous as it is now because of the traffic, the existing traffic. But when the summertime comes, you know, that traffic, I mean, it increases tremendously, especially on weekends. So that is all I have to say.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
I think we're next row up, so that's your row.
Hello, my name is Hi. Anna Zidniprovskaya. I live at 240 Trinity, which is the corner of the proposed subdivision. We were here 2 months ago discussing duplexes. I'm not going to beat the dead horse. We've heard the same things for almost 4 hours over and over. Scott has a lot of points that will reflect my point of view as well as my husband's, but I do want to touch upon two things, which is we bought our home in 2016, and I'm going to say home, not house, because it may be a house to him, but it's a home for me and my family, with the idea that this is a residential area. And that brings me to the second point, incompatibility. This is a residential area, no nightly rentals anywhere there. We don't want to start anything like this in our neighborhood. And I speak for over 70 neighbors in my neighborhood. Nobody is for it. It's just incompatible with our area for several different reasons. But that's all I wanted to say.
Okay, thank you.
My name is Lorraine Hicks. I live at 445 South Fork Street, and that is the very top of...